This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado Springs Starbucks location may reopen under orders from the federal government. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the store was among 23 unionized shops shut down by the company last year.
The complaint was issued by the National Labor Relations Board. It alleges Starbucks violated federal laws when it closed stores without bargaining. Macy Parker was a shift supervisor at the Colorado Springs store the company shut down.
Even just the stores being forced to reopen would send a huge message to Starbucks and to people who are thinking about unionizing.
Starbucks says the closures were a part of normal business operations. The federal complaint will go in front of a judge next year who will make a final decision on it. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Space Command, which is headquartered in Colorado Springs, hit an important milestone today. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The head of U.S. Space Command, General James Dickinson, says the Combatant Command is now officially fully up and running. In making the argument to keep the headquarters at Peterson Space Force Base, Colorado leaders argued it would reach operational capability faster there rather than moving it to Alabama. Congressman Doug Lamborn says this milestone shows that Colorado Springs is the right location for the command and for the country's readiness. Senator John Hickenlooper praised those working at the command for the achievement, saying it will make the country safer. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado School of Mines football team plays for the NCAA Division II Football National Championship tomorrow. The game marks Mines' second straight appearance in the national title game. This is CPR News.